time for Live and Direct, thanks to NZ On Air Music. Good God!
Now, embarrassingly, I had only really found out about Sandra Bell when her 1995 album Net was announced to be reissued by New York label Drawing Room Records. But since then, I've been frantically trying to catch up on the three-decade-long career, and it's been a very rewarding listen. Sandra joins us in studio for a live performance. Good evening, Sandra.
Hello.
Ooh. Can you just say hello again, Sandra?
Hello.
What is going?
Hello.
There
hello,
we go. Hello. Sorry. Just modern equipment, eh? I'm very stoked to have you in studio.
Oh, thank you.
We'll get a couple of tracks, and then we'll have a chat about Net and a whole bunch of other things.
Okay. It will take a long, long time for me to get back to where I was all along. It left me stranded. Don't know where I want to be. Can't find a place where I can feel free. It left me stranded. Buy a ticket to escape. Won't take me far. Line tattooed across my face. All those years for you, and it's difficult to change. A blind man that's scared. Another brick, another tear. Carved into my face. Carved into my Okay, we're hoping that sounds all right because I wasn't getting any focus on my headphones. Anyway. I'll just have to tune up again, actually.
No worries. You're listening to 95BFM. This is Freak the Sheep. This is Live and Direct, brought to you with help from NZ On Air Music and Flying Out Music. Sandra Bell performing live in studio. Just doing a quick tune up. Her 1995 record Net recently reissued by Drawing Room Records. Comes in a very tidy package. We had Sandra in to perform a live store at Flying Out Records on Record Store Day, and it was a bloody great time. It was a great way to kind of kick off the day. We had some musical acts. Sandra, Carb on Carb, Wax Shadows. We had some DJs as well. Day came alive around midday when Sandra started to perform. Might take this time as well to say thank you to Adam and Ben, camera operators in the studio.
Extra thank you to Adam.
We need an extra thank you to Adam later on in the show. We won't dwell. Sandra's ready to go. Hear yourself in the headphones?
Yep, much better.
Awesome.
Yep. Okay, so this is a song called Division Street. Division, our bodies clinging not in love but in heat, on division and all consuming music running through my brain, all consuming music driving me insane, on division and cold. Comfort under vision and cold. Comfort under vision and cold. Comfort under Vision Street. Strange city. Can't walk outside on division and wind up your windows. Don't let them inside on division. There's a man with a gun. He's pointing it at me. There's a woman hanging around, and she wants what she can't see on division and cold. Comfort on division and cold. Comfort on division and cold. Comfort on Division Street. Jumping into sand, I'm ridiculed if I make a stand, and strangers give you comfort. All I wanted was a hand and flying over the land. Where have you been with some local heroes and a sleazy fanzine queen on division and cold? Comfort on division and cold. Comfort on division and cold. Comfort on Division Street.
Fantastic. Sandra Bell performing live in the 95 PFM studio for Live and Direct, brought to you with help from NZ On Air Music and Flying Out Music. Would you better just run us through the tracks again as well, Sandra? First one was...
Oh, okay. Yeah, so the first one was Long Time, which is the first track on the album Net.
Mm.
Yep. And oh, the second one. Yeah, because I'm doing one song. This reissue is an album and a double 7-inch and a single. So, yeah, so the first one was off Net, the album, and Division is off the double 7-inch, and Last I'll Do Angel, which is the single, yeah.
And how did this reissue come about? Did Drawing Room Records get in touch?
Yeah, it was random, yeah.
Like a cold email, or...?
Yeah, well, first of all, he wanted to buy... My sister had a few old copies of Dreams of Falling, my first record, and so I thought, I might as well try and just hop them. And so I think I put it on, I don't know, I've been the Expressway Records site or something, doesn't really want to buy one, and so he wanted to buy one. And then he said that he would like to actually put it out. But I said, well, actually, I've been waiting for 2 years now for someone else in America to put it out, and it's all going very slow, but I have promised it to them. And they did bring it out about a year ago, Dreams of Falling. And he said, well, I'll do your next one. So, and then he decided to do the single and the double 7-inch as well. Mm.
What's it like having your catalogue... kind of reworked and repressed.
Well, it sounds so much better than the original. I just say that, but especially the singles, they do sound better. It's been mastered, remastered, and things like that. And I didn't have the actual masters, but they just did. And there was a couple of songs that I was a bit unhappy about, so they managed to put a bit more bass and stuff like that, and it does sound. Yeah, it sounds good.
Awesome.
It
does seem recently, you know, sitting at Flying Out and kind of like seeing some of these reissues that are appearing, it's like acts like Nocturnal Projections are getting their reissues, yourself, lots of the Jeffries Brothers stuff at the moment, actually. But why do you think it is that these people from the other side of the world are,
interested in us? Yeah, well, we always wondered that. I know at the time in Dunedin, and
there was a lot of interest at the time,
there was a lot of interesting stuff going on. So around the time of that, there might have been, like, there was King Loser, there was Chug, there was Trash. Who else? Suka, Puddle, you know, there was just some interesting stuff going on, and that Expressway stuff, and I don't know, it had a chord, you know, on the American student radio thing, and people sort of liked it, you know, and then it went through a phase, was really popular, and then I think something else became popular, maybe it's these people that, you know, they liked it first time and they thought it was worth reissuing and stuff. But it's really thrilling, and it's just amazing to think that people are interested. And I know, Peter Jeffries and I, of course, he produced my first album and was the main musician on my first album. So, and we caught up and had a chat, and it's just a thrilling, you know, it's just lovely. So just a real acknowledgement, because sort of, you know, we were sort of underground in the way that we went on Flying Nun, or, you know, even that, you know, you think that's indie. We weren't even at that level, really.
Mm.
And just doing these little independent things were happening around the world. So, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
I know when you performed at Flying Out a couple of weeks ago, you mentioned that the one of the changes to the record is that the album cover is a different tone of green.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's a fashion thing, yeah. At the time, I was into this really... I don't know why I thought olive green and orange were good colours together.
Like
olive green. I mean, olive green is just such not a good colour. Yeah, so I said to him, I don't think I can, you know, get the... Yeah, so he managed to make it a bit greyer. So, it's just a, you know, your tastes change over the years.
Could you maybe transport us back to when you were writing these songs on Net? What was going on, and where were you, where were you writing these songs?
Do I say or do I not say?
Oh.
Yeah, it was, oh, okay, I'm going to say it. I don't know if anyone's listening anyway, but, yeah, it was a bit of a breakup album, really, from Peter Jeffries. And I think there was a thing, even though I'd been making music in my own right before I met Peter, there was a bit of a thing was that, you know, was it his talent that was making my songs, even though I wrote them all? And so this was just an opportunity, and I had put out stuff before I met him. And, you know, and to be fair, you know, he just did a wonderful job, and it was just an amazing time doing it together. But so this time, yeah, I was given, I was asked if I wanted to do a record, and I was given all the studio time by this guy called Jeff Columbus, who started a record label called IMD that they did.
Yeah,
yeah.
They have a very small and concise Discogs page. And it's incredibly hard to find stuff, right?
It
didn't last long.
And so I'm just trying to think who else is on. I think did Bill Doreen do something with IMD? Paul Daggerin.
Let me bring it up. We've got McLean Explosion.
Gate. Cyclops, of course.
Trash, Swarm.
It's all coming back to me now. So that was a really exciting opportunity just to be able to go into a studio and really have unlimited time.
So it was just
fabulous, yeah. And so it was pretty rocky, this album, probably my rockiest album. So I just sort of went through it and... But there's some funny things in it as well because Francesca Griffin, who, of course, was in Blue Go Purple, she played most of the bass and net, or all of the bass and net, and she had a little baby at the time. And so the baby was actually Gabriel, who's now a musician in his own right. But at the time, the baby was actually in the studio with us while we were recording. Like, not with the sound man, but just with us. And it's amazing. He never cried much or something, but then she had to have breaks to breastfeed him. And that's why there's a song called Baby Break. And we're like, oh, I've got to have a baby break like this. And it's actually, and the words are, men, they make me want to scream. And it's Fran screaming, you know, like, it's not me screaming. It's Fran, but yeah. So there's some real funny things that were going on at the time, yeah. Yeah.
Are there any other tidbits that you can?
Just how I developed my music, I suppose, and just so much stuff I didn't know. Like Sean O'Reilly helped play on Chord, and I remember him saying, "This is how you do feedback. You get your guitar and you go up to the amplifier and you go up." You know, just stuff I didn't know, and just how the generosity of people, you know, teaching me things and experimenting and doing this and coming in and doing tracks and things. And, it was fun, yeah.
Awesome. What's been the... We've had a few people come into the store who are serious Sandra Bell fans.
Oh, my God. really?
I own one of everything she's done. What's been the response to Net?
Yeah, good. Yeah, yeah. I've just read a few reviews, but, yeah, they've all been good. Yeah. Yeah, so, sort of like I was talking to Peter about it. I said, oh, there's a couple of songs, and I hear them. I go, oh, really? But he said, no. You know, and it is what it is, you know, and like, I suppose you have to be philosophical. It's a thing of its time and... Yeah, but no, it's been really positive response. Yeah.
Cool. What's on the horizon? I mean, they're a New York label. Are they going to fly me over there?
Yeah. No. Oh, I wish all these American labels would fly me over there, but they're all pretty small. I had to take a break for a few months, but after that, there's talk of a tour with. A woman's band called Vibraslaps, who are on Flying Nun, and that'll sort of be later in the year, September or something like that. Yeah.
Amelia, when I mentioned to Amelia before that you were coming on tonight, very excited, and then she also mentioned that she brought up the Vibraslaps, So, very good. The dream show by the sounds of it.
Yeah, so they're friends, and like the drummer, I'm not sure if we're going to do it because the drummer in Vibrasleeps is the drummer I play with all the time, Diane Civil. And so yeah, I know at times we've done that before, you know, you play in two lots of sets, the drummer, and you're like, oh my God, this is so exhausted. So I'm not sure if we'll sort that out, but yeah. And I've been doing a little bit of recording. I've got some songs at the moment, just waiting for someone to mix and master. Ooh. And stuff. But yeah, I would be like to be writing more. So yeah, that's always on the horizon. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic. Sandra, thank you so much for joining
us. Thank you for inviting me up.
Oh, yeah, anytime. Let me just make sure everything is in the right place. The final track you mentioned, Angel?
Yeah.
And what's Angel about?
Oh, Angel. Well, Angel's sort of like, one reason I like it, it's not really about anything. It's not deep and meaningful or hurting or trying to get anything out. It's just really fun. And we recorded it in a warehouse in Dunedin. And I remember someone had come back from overseas and they had a bottle of black Sambuca. I'm not even sure you can still buy it. You probably can't. But anyway.
It's still around, unfortunately.
Yeah, and it is quite nice. And but anyway, it was like, and I think we even just had floor mics. I don't know, it was recorded quite roughly anyway, but it was just this fun night with all these people in this warehouse and stuff. So this is Angel. So the original actually has a passage in it, which is a reading by Giovanni Verga called, what is it called? Something rather of Sicily. Oh, it's about all the poor people of Sicily, which is quite a neat book. Anyway, here it is, Angel. right. That's it.
Thank you so much, Sandra.
Oh, thank you very much, Zach, for inviting me up.
Anytime.
And have a good night.
Yeah, you too.
That was Live and Direct, thanks to NZ On Air Music.
Hello!
Whether you're building, doing a reno, or just an odd job, you want to get it done ASAP, as snappy as possible. Which is why Snappy takes the hassle out of hardware by getting trusted brands to you in as little as 2 hours. At prices you'll want to snap up. And we're open 24/7. So if you want to make it snappy, make it snappy. Order your hardware and supplies hassle-free at snappy.co.nz. Snappy. Find it. Get it. Do it.
Well, fancy that. 95BFM Fancy New Band is May 26th at Whammy, Backroom and Wine Cellar.
With Vincent HL, Lexa, Kimmy, Buddha, Skeela, Babandi and Hot Knives, Draco Mad Talk, Leaping Tiger and Fire in the Rumble.
Drink in that up-and-coming talent. Nothing's fancier than the future of New Zealand music.
Fancy New Band, Saturday, May 26th at Whammy, Backroom and Wine Cellar. Thanks to NZ On Air Music, Jägermeister and Broody's, Brewers of Beer.
95 BFM Blush with Floor. And then ahead of that, you heard fantastic little tune by AC Freezy, Only One, a new one from him. Came out last week, then he played at Cassette 9. Many moons since I've been to Cassette 9. I used to go there quite a bit. Adam, you laughing in the back there? No, still good. Still good, I'm sure. Still got AC Freezy along, still good. I made a fool of myself many times there. But I also have one of my best DJ memories. I've got, it was around the similar time. I was DJing New Zealand party songs under the name DJ Rave Dobbin. And Rackets or had just finished, a triumphant finish, and then I start up, midnight-ish, everyone's ready to dance, start up, go into a live recording of the All Blacks doing a haka, and then follow that up with some Snorgasm, and then follow that up with the Shortland Street theme tune. It was...
I was there!
Hey! And also, while I got you, Adam, pop on mic, please, pop on mic. Pop on, Mike, mate. Adam, hello.
Kia ora.
So, Adam, he's been around for quite a while. How many years have you been camera operating?
Camera operating for Freak the Sheep? Or?
Yeah. Has it been about a year?
It's been about a year.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit over.
It's Adam's last hurrah.
My last hurrah.
He's about to travel indefinitely.
Mm.
Where was it? It was Japan.
Japan first, India, and then Canada.
And then Canada.
Globetrotting. It's called Wanderlust. Wanderlust.
Wunderlust.
Wunderlust.
And so I just wanted to say a huge thank you. Everyone here in the Freak the Sheep team is a volunteer, and so we do it for the love. And yeah, it's been a lot of hard work and a lot of fun, and it's been lovely to have your presence in the team.
Oh,
gonna
thank
miss you,
sir. Yeah, gonna miss you too.
And as I said, you ever want a little CV? You need
yeah.
a little
mate.
Need a little bit of that. You need a reference.
Mm. Mm.
I'll pose as your boss.
Oh,
I'll do whatever you like, mate.
Oh yeah.
But for another time, I'm gonna play some emo music just to keep you happy and. BFM's number one emo.
Number one emo.
That'd be Hunter would be a close number two.
Maybe
Joel. Maybe we'll go me, Joel, and then Hunter.
Okay. Look,
yeah.
This isn't the 95 BFM top 10 emo list.
Cookbook.
Although, yeah, sounds like you're gonna have an ad featuring that soon. but we're gonna play some Carb on Carb, the final track from their new album for ages. It's called Mitty Mitty. I'm playing it as well because of Breakfast Club, which I'll tell you about soon. But first the song. Adam, thank you so much.
Ka kite.
We don't go our way. what's not human.